this a case of what goes around comes around, or is it Letterman is getting his just desserts, or is it Letterman is just normal human guy just like the rest of us? Allegedly, David Letterman and some of his staffers, although only one name has come up, had sexual relations. Although when you look at the big picture, Letterman was single, and really, it's nobody's business that that happened. However, a guy by the name of Joel Halderman, who is a producer for CBS 48 Hours, picked up on it because he had a relationship with one of Dave's flings, got some evidence of it, and thought he would extort Letterman to the tune of $2 million. When something right out of a TV detective show, a sting was set up and this individual was arrested. Now Letterman is making fun of it on his program. That's where I draw the line. This is serious business. It really was nobody's business, but now it's become public. Making fun of it only makes light of other cases that are out there because others are trying to extort others and they're not big CBS personalities and they're not talking about $2 million. Extortion is against the law. Infidelity, well, really it wasn't because Letterman is single, is morally wrong. Letterman likes to make fun of others. Will he make fun of himself? Well, I guess he did. This whole story will do great things for Letterman's ratings, in my opinion, but it won't do much for Letterman the man. I lost interest in him a long time ago. I think others might. Well, after a while. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.